what's coming up on today's experience. Devotional Diamonds of the Day, also known as DDDs, where my daily devotions become some of our spiritual reflections. Sound effects placed throughout the show which have nothing to do with life, but who doesn't need to have a merry heart these days? I mean, don't you just need a merry heart? I mean, seriously, a merry heart makes like medicine. Don't you just need that? The review of the goofy news, which proves Jesus is coming back sooner than you think. Here it is. Who needs to have a dreary heart these days? Yeah, keep on taking in that media sandwich, that media meatloaf, and you will have a dreary heart. Life lessons for our faith that we could actually use probably won't if we sit on our blessed assurance. Humor that will force you to think, why does this guy have a radio show? Because radio is more fun than a poke in the eye with a sharp stick. That's why. Oh, and also Bible trivia for fake and yet somehow real cool prizes, your phone calls, and more. Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. My name is David Spoon, and I will be your host for the next 5,400,000 milliseconds. Get ready for one of the more bizarre experiences on live radio. Here is the key to the show. We don't know what we're doing. We have no idea what's going to happen, and we don't care. But for the next few minutes, I want to talk faith with you. So here we go. We're asking questions about living life as a Christian, that thingy. So, for example, what would we be willing to give up if Jesus asked us to give it up? And then, consequently, what would you not be willing or what would you really struggle with to give up? Ooh. Hey, if you've got an opinion, a comment, a thought, or a question, please don't let it die of loneliness. Just reach out to us and give us a call. You call us here at 972-445-0770. That's 972-445-0770. Now, when you make that call to 972-445-0770, you'll end up talking to Dynamite D.
Hello, lucky person. You got the number right, because you are talking to Kid a Dynamite.
Dynamite! That's right. Talking to Dynamite D is like the cable guy arriving on time at your place at just when he's supposed to.
Oh, wow. A little bit surprised.
Yeah. That'd be a very big shock for many people. Hello. Also, by the way, you can reach out to us by text 214-210-8483. I have no idea whether standard rates apply or not because I don't know what your plan is, but you can still text us 214-210-8483. Get ready for it.
214-210-8483.
There you go. You can also send us an email, david@hemustincrease.org. That's David, D-A-V-I-D, at, little at sign, the A with a circle around it, hemustincrease.org. We'll send you up to the website and remind you of about three or four different things. Don't forget that the website has continual updates. Plus, on the website are free apps, both for Apple and for Android. So it's like, yeah, no problem. And we don't sit there and we don't, like, you know, throw a bunch of things at you. It's just real simple apps to make it easier for you to kind of get going with the David Spoon Experience and with He Must Increase Ministry as well. And then don't forget on Sunday, oh my, it's getting close. I finalized yesterday the all the information that I think we're going to be teaching on.
I know a little bit about it.
Yeah, yeah, and it's got. I even got a couple of little surprises coming in there. So at Murphy Road Baptist Church in Murphy, we are going to be having the best time we can have as we come before the Lord. We're going to worship together. We're going to hear the word the best that the Lord will allow me to present it. We're going to fellowship. We're going to have an opportunity to get to know each other. If you've never had a chance to meet me, please come out and check it out. If you've met me before, please come out and check it out. And the reason I want you to do that is because we don't have all of these, we don't have a plethora of opportunities to meet face to face. And so you kind of want to take advantage when you can do that. I do believe they'll be having it live streaming while it's taking place. If you decide to go that route, that's okay. And so I just encourage you to check it out. Again, that information as well as other information all on the site. Plus, radio rent help out. That's a nice way to say it. Bottom line is we've got expenses coming up, as you guys mostly know, and we need all the giving that you can give. If you can give it, that would be awesome. If you can't, all we're asking you to do is pray for us. You can commit that. You can commit a few minutes before the Lord, asking the Lord to help us. If you're able to give, great, and the Lord puts it on your heart, great. If not, we love you just the same. Just keep on praying for us, and we'll keep on praying for you. Check it all out on the website, hemustincrease.org.
Prayer request?
Hemustincrease.org.
Praise report?
Hemustincrease.org.
Looking to give to this ministry?
Hemustincrease.org.
Confused by what's happening right now?
Hemustincrease.org.
Hemustincrease.org.
Nah, it's just a classic.
So smooth.
It is smooth. It's like smooth jazz the whole time.
That's right. That's pretty good, Dave.
That's right. I actually did a segment that way, most of the segment that way back in San Diego. That didn't go over very well. Let me just say that right now. That was we don't want you doing that ever again. Okay. Anyway, let's open up with prayer, and then we'll get into the Word of God. I just think it's amazing of all the stuff that's going on. One of the things that I've been praying for the ecclesia, the people of God, the called out, those that are, you know, authentic Bible-believing, born-again Christians, I've been praying this, and I'm going to keep praying it, so join me. I think you'll agree with it. Let's bring it to the Lord. Father, we come before you right now. We love you. We worship you. We magnify you, Lord. You are just so kind to us. Your kindness far exceeds us, and we are just so appreciative of what you do and all the graces and all the mercies, all the moments that you give us, even the smallest moments we don't recognize. We're sorry for that, Lord. We need to do a better job of that. And we just want to praise you in each and everything. And Lord, there's so much in the wind and the waves. There's so much going on around us. Lord, I'm just praying not just for myself, not just for Dynamite D and Jennifer and Don, but for the entire radio audience and really for the ecclesia, the people of God, the people that call upon your name in sincerity and truth. Lord, help us not to give in to fear. Help us not to give in to fear. As the enemy uses it against us every day, help us to step back from that. You didn't give us that spirit, and we don't have to operate that way. If we operate in faith, Lord, it's pleasing to you, and it's effective in the kingdom. To help us to do that, step back from fear, stand against it, resist it, and overcome it by the power of faith and by the power that comes from you. We pray in Jesus' name, amen and amen. Okay, rocking and rolling already. So you know, or at least on Wednesdays, you kind of know, and I can tell you right now that the second hour is going to be a Christmas extravaganza. But in this one, we're at Psalm 37, and we're starting with verse 7, and it is my favorite, least favorite verse. Yeah, you'll get it. All right, here we go. Psalm 37, verse 7. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Do not fret because of him who prospers in his way, because of the man who brings wicked schemes to pass. Cease from anger and forsake wrath. Do not fret. It only causes harm. For evildoers shall be cut off, but those who wait on the Lord, they shall inherit the earth. Let's just back it up. The first word. How hard is this? Oh, my. It's the same word that Noah's name is, just in case you're wondering what's the same meaning for Noah. Rest in the Lord. Rest in the Lord. So first we're told that we should trust, right? Then we're told we should delight, right? Then we're told we should commit. We did those the last couple of weeks, and now we're told to rest. So in a sense, you lean on the Lord, you delight in the Lord, so you love the Lord, you commit to the Lord, so you lift it up to the Lord, and you rest, and to rest means to let it go. And to let it go, that doesn't mean you're letting go of a turtle and watching him race. To let it go means you take it out of your hands and you put it into his hands and you go, all yours. That is so hard. It begins by challenging us in verse 30, Psalm 37, verse 7. Begins by urging us and challenging us to find rest in the Lord, to wait patiently for him. Now, I know there's people that wait on the Lord. I wait on the Lord. Now, do I wait patiently? Nah, not so much. Not really. And this can be really quite challenging, especially for those of us who struggle with control. That's the thing. Here's something that many of us may not want to hear, but to rest in the Lord is truly to surrender it into his hands. And to wait patiently, watch this. Oh, this is so hard. I don't even want to say it, but I got to. To wait patiently is to refrain from demanding immediate signs or outcomes between our requests and their fulfillment. Oh, I'm going to have to read that again. I don't even want to. I'm not lying. I'm being as honest as I can be. This is, you can just tell when David wrote this, I'm like, I could just be in the room going, yeah, oh yeah, write that. Oh yeah, underline that. You know what? Bold that. That's good. You know what? Put a circle around that one. That's me too. Do that. Here, listen to this statement. This is so unbelievable. To rest in the Lord is to truly surrender it into his hands. Okay, so you got to let go of it. In other words, to surrender, you put it in his hands and you take your hands off. And to wait patiently is to refrain from demanding immediate signs or immediate outcomes between the request and the fulfillment. In other words, you don't tell God how to move it along, and he doesn't need to owe you how to move it along. And if you just look at the story of Noah, who was totally an awesome guy, he gets this challenge to do the boat, starts when he's 500, finishes about when he's 600. There's not a lot of communication between 500 and 600. How would you like to have to build an ark and God not talk to you for about 90 years? It's like, talk about patiently waiting. It's like, wow, how'd you do that, right? I would have been asking for a sign. I swear, I've been asking for a sign. If I was Noah, I would have said, you know, just have, you know, this sign happen, but I'd be doing it like once a week, right? He doesn't get that for 90 years that we are aware of. It's not in the book. And so it's like, wait a minute. So we're supposed to wait patiently by lifting this, we're surrendering this into his hands and then not demanding any kind of sign or any kind of fulfillment on our timetable and just letting the Lord be there doing his thing and trusting him for the outcome. Now, how much fun is it to say, well, you know what we should do? We should just rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Takes on a little more power and a little more challenge, doesn't it? Yeah? But that's what we're called to do. All right, we'll take a break and then come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
Have you ever wanted to get involved with a ministry that promotes Jesus Christ as Lord, but just don't know how? Serving in ministry is a matter of devotion, time, and talent. Are you looking for a place to try and test the waters? Do you want to get involved? Come join the Ambassadors Initiative. Be an ambassador for the David Spoon Experience. It doesn't pay great. Actually, it doesn't pay anything. But the eternal benefits are out of this world. Be a representative. Why not? It couldn't hurt. Well, we hope not anyway. You don't need to be a professionally qualified minister. You need to have a pulse. By that, we mean you need to have a heart. Just go to hemustincrease.org. That's hemustincrease.org. Click on the three lines at the top right of the website and then click on the Ambassadors Initiative link. Fill out the form and we will reach out to you. Sorry. No parking tickets will be paid for you as an ambassador through this position.
As promised, we are going to now have our interview with the Apostle Peter. We were fortunate enough to have an interview a couple weeks back with an angel from heaven, and now we've been given permission from the powers on high to go ahead and have an interview with the Apostle Peter. Peter, thank you so much for taking the time for whatever's going on there in the heavenly realms and talking to us.
Well, Dave, you're welcome. I'm real glad to see that people are carrying on the work of loving our Lord Jesus Christ and advancing the kingdom. And I'm very, very, very pleased to see that the radio station is moving forward in advancing the Lord Jesus Christ in his lordship, both in personal lives and in corporate lives. It's a great thing for me to see.
Well, thank you, Peter. That's great. And so I guess I want to ask you some basic questions. I'm really breaking this interview down into two separate sections. The first section is kind of before the resurrection, and the second section is kind of after the resurrection, after the ascension.
Okay, Dave, that'll be fine. I know exactly what you're trying to accomplish here. Probably unknown to you is that we know exactly where this is going.
Well, Peter, I don't want to say that that's kind of scary, but okay. Here's my first question to you, sir. What are you absolutely the most proud of as a disciple and as an apostle of Jesus Christ?
Well, David, that's a great question. The thing that I am absolutely the most proud of was the moment that Jesus asked all of us to identify who he really was. And it was at that moment that I was able to say that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of the living God. That's the actual rock that the church has been built on. I think some people thought that the rock might have been me myself, but it was my confession that Jesus Christ is the Messiah, the Son of the living God. It is that statement of faith that the church has been built upon and that the gates of hell have never nor will ever prevail against.
The David Spoon Experience.
On Christ the solid rock I stand. All other
welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. That's KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Thank you, Eric, for that text. That Peter interview is just... I don't know if you guys catch that. The very beginning, there's this thunderous sound.
Nice little effect.
Yeah, that's pretty funny. Okay, so bottom line, I was just talking to Dee before we get to the trivia question. It's just something that just happened. So I told you guys I'm kind of looking at getting a car because I need to get another car because, you know, Noah's like, okay, I don't want to be afraid of having to pick you up. So I'm really slow in this process, okay? I'm just telling you, I'm slow. But here's what's so funny. We were just talking about waiting on the Lord and not asking for something in between the petition and the fulfillment, the request and the fulfillment. You're not supposed, you know, it's like we do it, but there's this attitude of, you know, we need to trust him for it. And so because I'm working on this car, I'm working with a particular guy and I haven't heard from him in a couple of days. So what did I do? I sent him an email saying, any updates? And see that little email and those two words, that's exactly what we do to the Lord. Any updates? What's the latest? That's us. Right? Only we do it to the Lord, which is like, okay, he's not a general manager at a car dealership, so we should probably be careful there. Okay, let's do our trivia question. This is there's five of them. They're all kind of following a sequence. This is the hardest of them all, but I do believe that you guys will get this. The answer is going to come from the Old Testament. Okay, and it's from the minor prophets, okay? Which prophet prophesied that Jesus would be betrayed for 30 pieces of silver? Which Old Testament prophet? Okay, now, here's your only hint. It's one of the last four books, the last four prophets in the Old Testament. That's a pretty good hint. I feel in my heart that's a good hint. You guys should be able to get that. So which of the last four would that fulfillment be? So some of you are going to go, and you're going to learn something. It'll be something for you to remember because you do need to know that. And don't forget, 30 pieces of silver, the price that they paid for a slave, just to, you know, that's the same price. That's how it works. Bottom line, see if you can get that together. if you can. Awesome. 972-445-0770 would be the number. 214-210-8483. That would be the text. And then david@hemusincrease.org. That would be the email. In the meantime, we'll do our DNA because we live by DNA and we love DNA. D stands for draw closer to the Lord.
Daily.
So, as much as I like that you guys listen to this, this does not count. Okay. You need to spend time separated from everything with the Lord. That's substantially different. Separated time, exclusionary time, just you and he and none other, right? That's D, draw closer to the Lord daily. N, never be ashamed of Jesus or his words. No matter what happens, no matter what comes down, never be ashamed. Never be ashamed of Jesus' words. And then A, always be ready
to serve.
To serve, which is the most awesome way to say OPM, other people matter, and we want to have a heart that enlarges past ourselves into caring about other people. So it's appropriate for the people very close to you, for you to say, how you doing, making sure, but the more we expand that, the more it's Christ-like. And so let's say you have three or four people and you check in and see how they're doing. That's awesome. Add somebody. Add one more person. Just add one person. Do you think, oh, I can't? Yes, you can. The Lord will sustain you and give you all the strength you need. Do it, and by doing it, reflect Jesus. That's what Jesus did. He did that for him, and he poured himself fully into the 12, even though knowing one of them would not be stellar in the process. How's that? That's a nice way to say it. So, all right, so D, draw closer to the Lord daily. N, never be ashamed of Jesus or his words. And then A, always be ready to serve. We do have somebody ready to answer the trivia question. Let's send them on through. Knock, knock. This is David. Who am I talking to?
Oh, this is a Sunny D, or Sunny D, whatever this lemonade is. It's... Oh, sorry, this is Sam.
Sunny D is orange juice.
Oh, that's too funny.
All right, here we go. Ready, bro? Here we go. Which prophet prophesied Jesus would be betrayed for 30 pieces of silver?
Oh, that was in a Shakespeare, one of the play that he mentioned that.
I'm going to give you a chance to say it, then I'm going to say it for you.
I have to look at it, and it is Zechariah.
That is correct, Amundo! Extra bonus points if you can tell me what chapter.
Oh, goodness. I believe it's chapter 3.
Nope, chapter 11, but that was a good guess.
Hey, I'm driving.
Okay, so. I'll let you pass on that one then.
Okay.
How are things, bro?
Good. It's just pray that God will have mercy on the Texas weather.
Okay.
Yeah.
Lord, we pray for Samson's air conditioning. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like I don't like sauna. I'm not a Scandinavian, so.
So.
But it's like a little sauna that I'm driving all over.
Gotcha. Well, yeah. I will ask the audience to help you either with that or a really good fan. Okay.
Yeah.
Good, all right, good, brother.
Good. Just want to pass it through your media to that brother who helped you, Winchell. I'm praying for his wife and claiming her healing and grace for that brother. So just to your channel, I just want to encourage him that, yes, we are praying for him and his wife.
Amen, brother. And I will pass that along.
Thank you.
All right, bro. Love you.
Love you, too.
All right, God bless.
God bless. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, we only got 2 minutes, but that doesn't mean that we're going to get away with anything here. Don't get mad at me. So after you get rest in the Lord, wait patiently for him, which I can do another half hour on. It says, do not fret because of him who prospers in his way because of the man who brings wicked schemes to pass. Cease from anger and forsake wrath. Do not fret. It only causes harm. Two times. It's like, don't fret. You know what fretting is like? You're going blah, 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 blah. Okay, calm down. That's the first thing you do in an emergency situation, right? When people are just losing it, what do? You calm down. Calm everything down. What did Jesus do when the disciples were losing it? Calm down. Bring it down, okay? And fretting is a little bit like that. It's kind of like a inward, an inward expression of that feeling of, and then you kind of get it out loud. And so here's what is said. It says, look, don't worry, don't fret, don't stress, don't do these things. It only causes harm. You know who it causes harm to? You. You're fretting. You know who it's hurting? It's hurting you. When you fret, it does not help you. That's who it does not. It only harms. Actually, the Hebrew says only harms. And only harms means only harms you. Verse 9, for evildoers shall be cut off, and those who wait upon the Lord shall inherit the earth. Right? Wait, where have we heard that before? In the Sermon on the Mount. For yet a little while, and the wicked shall be no more. Indeed, you will look carefully for his place, but shall find him no more. But the meek shall inherit the earth, and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace. It's interesting that Jesus makes the connection to Psalm 37 in the Sermon on the Mount, stating that the meek shall inherit the earth and find delight in God's abundant peace. Jesus brings this passage to our attention to remind us that being meek does not mean being weak. Rather, it produces a lightness of being and an abundance of peace. Jesus advises us to be meek because it signifies that we entrust everything into God's hands. Get it? All right, folks, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere. All of mankind,
destroying everyone. What is the David Spoon Experience?
And God's just like, there's no room there. It's like, well, no. I can. You know, not vote for either kingdom. Well, let me get this straight. You're not voting for the kingdom of God. Therefore, you're also trying to be a supporter of the kingdom of darkness? How does that work? That doesn't work. And in lieu of that, you know, I had a discussion with my son. We were talking about preparation and being ready, because you never know when you don't know when that trumpet's going to blow for you. You don't know at that moment where God's going to go, ding dong, time's up. And I said, you always got to be ready. He said, well, you can't always be ready. It's like, no, you always got to be ready. Matthew chapter 24, verse 42. Be ready. Always be ready, for you do not know the day that the Lord will come. And that's not just from an eschatological point of view for life. That's for you individually. You got to be ready and watchful and aware, because this is kingdom stuff. And there's a kingdom being built. Glorify God, and there's all the opposing kingdoms. And it's a pretty straightforward question. Which kingdom are you trying to support? That's the question. And if you say, well, I'm not supporting any kingdom, then you are opposed to the kingdom of God. Because you're either helping advance his kingdom or you're in opposition. And that's where Jesus split the line. And you think, well, that doesn't seem fair. We have a great word around this show that we like to use every once in a while, but with tons of love. Tough. It's like, it's not whether you think it's fair or not. You know, well, I don't think God, a God of love, would do it this way or this way. Too bad what you think. You're not God. That's not up to you. Well, that's just what the Bible says. So let me get this straight. So you believe that God can create the universe, but he can't write a book? Boy, that argument's going to get lost every single time. So my whole point in bringing this up is it's not a contradiction at all. You're either for, in Luke 9, 49 and 50, you're either for the kingdom, advancing the kingdom, driving out demons in the name of Jesus Christ, trying to make declaration for the truth of God, or you're against the kingdom, whether you are verbally, physically against it, or whether you are verbally and physically doing nothing. There is no neutral. You're either a kingdom advancer or you're against the kingdom. And what's really hard, are you ready for your noodle to get baked here? Is the decisions that we make advance kingdoms. Do we consider our decisions before we make these decisions, do we consider what kingdom we're impacting? Wow. Isn't that tough?
The David Spoon Experience.
770 KAAM, Garland, Dallas, Fort Worth.